الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد وقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صلوات على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
We have been discussing about the fact that Iman comes through ma'rifat, through understanding and recognition. And it is Allah's job, it's His responsibility to make sure that the ma'rifat, that His knowledge is available for His creation. And we see that the means Allah uses to get His message to His creation, to the people, is something that we cannot comprehend, we cannot imagine, because the means that we use to propagate our message, the means that we use to get our message across to others is something that is known by us. But the means that Allah uses is something that not only is it not known by us, but Allah Himself is not bound by any means. He is the one who makes the means for His message to be known. And here we see that when we look at how He spreads His message, I mentioned a little bit yesterday, but to make us understand this more, we must really try to reflect on how Allah has spread His message and how He gets His message across to people. And when we see this, that whenever the enemies of Allah and the enemies of those that Allah has sent, they have always tried to oppose Allah and Allah's message. But we see that Allah, in this very opposition that they had, this very opposition that the enemies had, Allah made their opposition a means for His propagation. You see this? And this is something that if we really see how Allah works this, for you to understand this, understand a rule that is in history, it is experienced that whenever you want to get rid of someone, if you want to make any individual in history unknown, meaning you want to get him off the minds of people, you don't want people to know him or to remember him, the best way to do it is to ignore him, is to disregard him, is not to mention his name at all. Soon you will see that even those people who know would start to forget. Because if they don't listen to His name, you see that that will go away. But the more you oppose anyone in history, the more His name will be known to the people of the world. And this is how we see, for example, I own, for example, newspapers and radio stations and TV channels. And I don't like someone. Let's say he's my enemy, he did something to me, I don't like him. Now in this situation, the best way what happens to get rid of him is not to mention him at all. If I don't mention him, then slowly people are not going to remember him. And he's going to go away from their minds. But we see that the way it happens, that when I am sleeping at night, or when I want to sleep at night, there I have doubts in my mind. That these doubts that I have, what if people know him? What if they remember him? What if something comes out about him and they will know that he is good? I don't want people to know that he is good. These things are in my mind. Until now, no one's remembering him. But these assumptions that I'm making, these doubts that I'm having, now they lead me to do what? They lead me that in the morning I say, listen, write an article about that guy. Write an article about that guy and run this in the press. And make sure everyone knows that this guy is bad. So what happens? They write an article. They write an article about this person. That article is run in the newspaper. Until now the people did not know him. Now they know that he exists. See, now they know that he exists. The reason they know that he exists is because of the fact that you had these doubts in your mind that he will be known. And because of these doubts that you had in your mind, these notions that you had in your mind, this is the reason that person became known. And hence, the whole issue that comes to this is, what if this happens? And this is a fear, a doubt that one has in his mind that leads to him opposing that individual because he doesn't like him, whatever the case is. Just this example, if you understood. Now let me give you an example from the history of Ahlul Bayt. We know that the enemies of Ahlul Bayt hated Ahlul Bayt. They did not like Ahlul Bayt, and they still don't like Ahlul Bayt. They still don't like Ahlul Bayt. And then what happened is that all through the years, they wanted to get rid of the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt from the minds of people. Yes. All through the years. So a time came in the history of Ahlul Bayt when they could not leave the Ahlul Bayt out amongst the people, and they put the Imam in jail, not for 1 year or 2 years, but for 14 years. For 14 years, they put the Imam in jail. And you see that when the Imam went to jail, when he was in jail for that long, you know that slowly and slowly the people are going to forget him. If they don't know him, they're going to forget him. Slowly they do. Because there's no mention of him. And that was their whole intention. That was their whole intention. But now I want you to see how Allah works. You see, now this ruler, when he went to sleep at night, he's saying, what if he is known? What if people still remember him? What if his mention is heard amongst the people? What if it comes out? No. I must do something in order to make sure that even if it does come out, it's going to be something that is bad and that would lead for his reputation to fall. You see that? Now what happens? Until then, the Imam is out of the society. He's in jail. No one is, there's no one out there mentioning it. So now what happens, just because the ruler has this in his mind, that you know what, I must do something. This what if leads to all of this. These doubts in your mind leads to all of this. Allah, now you see, this opposition, this hatred he has, this hatred is making him do what? Make him do something to make sure his reputation falls. So what do? This was in the time of Imam Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Imam is in jail, and it's been years. And so now what happened is that, you know, they decide, we must do something to make sure that the people know that he is bad. We need to make sure that the people know that he is bad. So what do? They say, go and call a woman. Go and call a woman, one of those women who is able to sell herself. They arrange for a woman, and that woman is also good looking. And they say, listen, here's what we want you to do. You go inside there, and you come out and say these things that this person has done, these things to you. You see this? See, understand what's happening here. If the leader wants, he is just afraid that the imam would be known. He wants to create a bad reputation for the imam. Now, it's not enough if he just says that the imam is bad, or this individual is bad. You see that? I mean, understand what's happening here. This person, who is he? The leader of the Muslims. He is the leader of the Muslims, the successor of the Prophet, the Khalifatul Muslimin. But he is in doubt that if he's going to say that this person is bad, no one's going to listen to him. So he needs evidence. And those fools who have recognized him as Khalifatul Muslimin, they are those people that if their imam says that he is bad, they're not willing to listen. Yes. I mean, imagine this. If Imam Ali, if he tells you that, for example, Mr. X is bad, or this person is bad, Amr ibn Yas is bad. So, him being our imam, we would accept his word. We don't need any proof for him. The fact is that we don't need him to bring any proof. If he says this is the case, this is the case. We are not going to ask him for proof, because he himself is the proof. He himself is the proof. If he says it, it's enough for us. But those people know themselves where they stand. And they know that they are wrong. And they know they have to prove someone else is wrong. Because they know themselves as being wrong, now they feel they need evidence against their own people to tell them that the imam is bad. See that? He himself, this is the reason why we see that he arranged for this lady. He arranged for this lady. The lady came. And they said, alright, this is what you need to do. Go inside there. Come out. And say that such and such a thing happened. Such and such a thing happened. So now what happened? She also is smart. She said, listen, if you want me to do this, I can't do it for free. Because I know you all. You might be the leader of the Muslims, but you know what? I don't trust you. I need something from you. It's all right, we'll give it to you. See, understand this. He is the king. He is the ruler. She is the one who's under him. If he orders her, she must do it. But still, he's willing to give her money for it. He's willing to give her money for it. Because you see, when a person himself is corrupt, he's afraid of the corruption of others also. Put this in your mind, whenever someone is corrupt, he is afraid of other people's corruption. This is the reason why we see that this person is ready, the ruler is ready to give money to someone who he is ruling over in order to do something for him. This is how low you become, how weak you become when you are wrong. You might be the leader of the Muslims, you might be the emperor of the world, but if you are wrong, then it means you have to lower yourself in front of your own subjects. And this is the reason why we see this lady, she said, I want money. They said, alright, we'll give you money. He said, no, wait a minute. If I come back and say these things, then your job will be done, but I don't know if I'll get the money or not. Give it to me up front. Yeah, she said, because you know she wanted up front. She did not trust those people. So what happened? They said, alright, here's the money. Take it. And she goes inside. Imagine this. With all these arrangements that they made, for what? To create a bad reputation for the imam. To tell the people that he is bad. Now she goes inside. She goes inside, they let her go inside, she goes inside, and what does she see? She sees that the imam is in sajda. She sees that the imam is in sajda. And they leave her there. Now they go after a while, open the door again to get her out. And they see that the imam is in sajda, and she herself is also in sajda behind him. See that? She herself is behind that, and they're looking at her. He says, is this what we send you in for? If you want to do sajda, there are other masajids also all over the place. We build this big masjid for what? You can go and do sajda over there, girl. Get out from there. And so they bring her out. When they bring her out, you see that? Imagine this. They asked her to come out of there. And now when she came out of there, the king is waiting, the ruler is waiting, the khalifa is waiting. Okay, let me see what happened. I have the crowd assembled here. And I want everyone to hear. If I say it, you know, they'll be like, well, we don't trust you. Right? Let them hear from the horse's mouth. They bring the lady out. When they bring the lady out into the court, she comes out in the court and they ask her, so, you were inside the room with him. What did he do to you? What happened? What did he do? He said nothing. He was making sajda. And I was also making sajda. Then the ruler is like, what did you go in there for? He said, whatever I went in there. But all I saw was that in all my life, I've never seen such a worshipper. And I've never seen such worship. And I knew that if I wanted my sins to be forgiven, I should ask for Allah's forgiveness right now.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And this is why I also made sajda. Because I wanted Allah to know that I'm also making sajda in this holy environment. So all those big masjids don't have any holy environment, but that jail cell in which the imam was. So imagine that. Now, my brothers, understand this. What's happening here? How did this happen? And where is she saying this? She's saying this in the court of the ruler, who wants everyone to know that the imam is bad. And he assembled this whole crowd. The whole crowd was assembled. Of which people? Of the enemies of Allah, of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. They all came there. And this voice that is being heard there in the praise of Ahlul Bayt, who is raising this voice? And how did this voice reach there? This all started just because that ruler, that Khalifa, had an animosity towards Ahlul Bayt. He wanted to oppose them. He wanted to give them an ill reputation. This is the reason that led to them asking this lady to come. When the lady came, now this lady, when she came outside that jail cell and into the court, instead of what they want, she started the praise of Ahlul Bayt in the court of the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So Allah knows how to keep His dhikr and how to make His remembrance known even in the court of His enemies. That is His job. We cannot imagine how He gets it there. It's very hard to even imagine how it comes about there. But it's His job. He knows how to do it. He knows how to get His praise and the praise of Ahlul Bayt in the court of the enemies. This is what he does, and this is where we see that when that comes, when the dhikr, when the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt and Allah comes to these people, then we see that Allah has put this dhikr and his remembrance in every society. In every society you go to, Allah has put his remembrance. And there when he did put his remembrance, there was no one who was without the message of Allah. And if there are people who haven't received that message, then I had explained yesterday what happens to them. Yes. And until now we see that Allah's message, he knows how to spread. But from here, now, about those factors through which iman is hindered. Those things that hinder him, hinder having faith, hinder iman. They stop an individual from achieving iman. What are those things? Yesterday I mentioned about having attention and being observant. That is one thing that stops an individual from becoming a mu'min. The next thing that we see that stops a person from becoming a mu'min is called tawahhum. Now this is, you can say it's false notions, superstition, false ideas, rumors, these type of things. This is one of those things that stops a person from believing in Allah. And it is prevalent. And it's one of the major reasons why people do not become a true mu'min. Because they believe in these type of tawahhumat. These type of false notions, superstitions. They take this. I want to go to the masjid. I made my intention. I want to give a donation to the masjid. I made that intention. And I'm walking out. I open my door with all this good intention to earn the reward from Allah. I open the door. I walk out. And what do I know? A black cat crosses my path. Now what happens? All the things are, I mean, just this cat that went across your path is going to cut your path, has cut every other advice that you've gotten from Quran and Hadith. See that? You see the cat and say, oh, I can't go on right now. And you go back. Allah is saying go. Rasulullah is saying go. Imam is saying go. Iman is saying go. Aql is saying go. But no. Black cat is saying no. Cat is saying don't go. So imagine this. So now what happened? All the good intention we had. Now what happened? All of that is gone. This is called ma'rifat. This is the ma'rifat of the new age. Right? This person, with all that he's going on now, he stops. And for what? Just a superstition. Just a notion. That because it's going across, bad luck is going to come. You'll face an unfortunate circle. Whatever. And so what happened is that you stop in the path. You don't go forward. And hence we see that this, if this is the notion, this is that idea, that thing in your mind that destroys iman in the heart. There's no way iman can reach your heart if you have this type of mentality. And that's why when Imam Ali was asked, what do you do if a cat crosses your path? I mean, these people were there also. These ideas were there also. What happens if a cat cuts across your path? They asked him, what happens if a cat cuts across your path? So Imam Ali answered and says, well, you cut across his path. Imagine that. Why? Because the cat is going from right to left. You're going straight. So now if you go straight, you're going to cut his path also. So in other words, you keep on going. Don't worry about it. You keep on going. Do not worry about it. This is the easiest answer for those people. If we can believe in that answer, then we see that we will be out of those type of notions. People will be out. Just believe in the answer that he crossed your path. He's going this way. So that's his path. You cross his path. You cross his path and go forward. Because, in other words, these type of things, and you hear this all along amongst Muslims, you go there. How many years have they been Muslims? 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 years they have been Muslims. And you tell them, you go to them and say, like if they see the cloud in the sky and they say it's going to rain, oh, you have to put the pot upside down so the rain will stop. I said, what does the pot have to do with the rain? I mean, what does the pot have to do with the rain? These type of things, my brothers and sisters, what's happening? These tawahumat are the things that prevent us from having faith. It prevents iman from entering our heart. These are things that prevent our faith. And we don't even notice them when they come through. And we feel that we must do something about them. That we must obey them. We must do what they asked us to do. So the deen is left aside. And this becomes our religion. This becomes our religion. And we see this coming all around. And how many places are going to come? Yeah. And I mentioned this example before one time. But again, in this regard, and in this light, it's good to know this. Because it happens to us also. You see, I, for example, have received these emails all the time. And they say that, listen, if you receive this letter, then send this letter to 10 other people, otherwise you'll be bankrupt. Now to me, it didn't make any sense because I'm already bankrupt. So it won't matter. But to those who are not, they'd be like, oh my goodness, I can't be that. And trust me, it's not that bad. Simple life is not that bad. It's good also. But for some people, you know, because of the fact that they have something in their pocket right now, they don't know how to live without it. They read that and they say, oh my goodness, we have to do something about this. At least email it. What's the harm in it? What's the harm in it? Email it out. You see that? This is these tawahumat. Believing in that destroys the belief in Allah. Whenever you have these type of tawahumat, Islam has said, you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. To know that it is Allah who has all the power. The cat doesn't have the power, nor does man. It is Allah who has the power. The cat can't do anything to you. Neither man can do anything to you. It is Allah who is the one who can do whatever He wants to you. Know that in your heart. But now what happens is that, you know, some people, and there are some Muslims also, some mu'min also, by name, they send these letters in Islamic light. And they send the letters and say, listen, there is this mu'jiza that happened. And they don't even know the meaning of mu'jiza. This mu'jiza that happened, and they have no idea what a mu'jiza is. Mu'jiza is something that is done by the Anbiya in order to prove their nabuwat. It is done with a challenge for anyone that they cannot do it. So this is a mu'jiza. Where did the Nabi come to you? We thought the last Nabi already came 1400 years ago. When did the Nabi come to you? When did he make it? What kind of mu'jiza are you talking about? It's not no mu'jiza. But they have no idea what a mu'jiza is, but they say this is a mu'jiza that happened. And now you know of this mu'jiza. If you don't do this, then Janabe.
Janabe.
See, if you want to give, for example, a curse to anyone, usually you see that the mu'minin, they take the name of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra. See, amazing. It's like she is going to curse you. And your house will be destroyed. And now what happened is that we are like, oh my goodness. She's going to curse us. My house will be destroyed. I don't want that. So I feel obligated that I must send it to 10 other people. Imagine that. This is ma'rifat. This is the ma'rifat that we have. And we feel obligated to send it to them without understanding what is Islam, who are Ahlul Bayt, what is their way, what is their path. Those Ahlul Bayt who did not destroy the house of their own enemies, how would they destroy the house of those who love them? Imagine that. What kind of ma'rifat is this? What kind of iman is this that we have in Ahlul Bayt? Those people who let go of their own enemies, those who kill their household and destroy their household, they did not destroy them. They are going to destroy you. You who claim to love them. They are not here to give death. They are here to give life to people. They didn't come here to give death and destruction to people. They came here to give life to people in this world. And this is how our faith has become. So now we see, we feel obligated to believe this tawahumat. And these type of ideas, these notions, these rumors that spread. And you see that they, how they spread. You know, just to give you an example from the life of our own prophet. So that you understand this. And you know this example. But you understand it from this light. When that old lady was walking, she had a load in her hand. Rasulullah, he saw that. He went there and helped the lady. He said, let me help you. He helped her to get that load to her house. When they went to the house and reached the house, the old lady said, you know what, you are such a nice person in this environment of people who are bad and evil. I'm an old lady and you came and helped me. And I want to give you something in return. I have nothing to give you as wealth or money. But I can give you an advice. I can give you an advice. He said, yes, please go ahead, give me the advice. He said, well, you see, I heard that there's a man who speaks out against our gods. And he's a magician. And I want you to beware of him. Advise you to beware of him. Make sure that you don't come across him. Because he's very dangerous. Very dangerous. He's going to get you. And we see that Rasulullah, he says, well, you know, your advice, I cannot take. He said, why not? You look like a good person. This is a good advice I'm giving to you. He said, I can't take that advice. Why not? Because I am that person that you're talking about. Now imagine that woman in her house alone with him. After he said that he's dangerous, he is this. What is this? These are rumors that are being spread about him. These are rumors that are being spread about him. So when that news came, and she heard that from him, that I'm the person, she said, but you are someone who's bad. Why are you helping me? Because to her, the mindset was such amongst those people that he is such that he does not help people, he will harm people. That was the mindset. He said, why are you helping me? He said, because the religion that came, the religion that Allah sent with me, it tells me to help those who are weak. It tells me to help those who are weak. And through this we understood that these people, They make up rumors. They make up these rumors, but they go into the minds of people. Through this we see the example of Rasulullah. He has taught us. He has taught us two things. One thing, for the truth, there will be people who will make rumors against the truth to put the truth down and to put the people who are on the truth down. But how do you defend yourself against that? He also showed through this example, if they are going to spread rumors about you, then you destroy those rumors with your own character.
Yes.
With your own character, that's the only way to destroy those rumors. Don't try to shout out and say, we are not those terrorists. We are not those terrorists. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why? Because those rumors that are being spread about you, that will not be solved by you talking about them. Show them that you are not. That's when everyone will see how wrong those people are who spread these rumors. Salawat ala Muhammad wa
Muhammad.
Yes.
And just this last thing, obviously, to say, since we are on this point, the three things, and I mentioned this before just for you to know in this light, the three things that we see that they had said about Rasulullah. One was that he is a poet. One was that he is a magician. And the third one is that he is a crazy. And I mentioned that these three things were meant for three people in the society. One was meant for boys. Because when you say someone is mad, it affects the boys or the kids and the children. Because they get afraid of a madman. Two, they said about the magician, it affects the who? Women. Because they are more affected by these type of things. And poet. This affects the men in the society. Why? Because any aqil man doesn't want to waste his time with nonsense and with these type of things. So what happens? He? These three are the things. These three were the people. These three groups of people were the ones that these three rumors were meant for, so that no one comes to the Prophet. And now you see Rasulullah is saying, how is he going to defend himself against these three people? Against these three groups of people. This is the reason why Allah gave him Abu Talib. A man like Abu Talib. So that everyone knows that the most aqil person in Makkah is with him. And he gave him a lady like Khadija. So that all the ladies know that the best lady in Makkah is with him. And he gave him a boy like Ali. Who every boy that will throw a stone at Rasulullah, he will answer back with his own stones.
Yes.
Salawat ala Muhammad
wa Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Hail Henry!
And this is the reason why we see that for every rumor we must have our own defense against it. And that defense must come from our character. Must come from those people who support us, them having good character. And this, my brothers and sisters, is what we learn from this example. Inshallah, more I will go in, inshallah, from tomorrow. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path. Give us the wisdom to understand His guidance. To hasten the reappearance of our Imam. To make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhir al-da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma salli ala